was very. You can't sleep. Why not? What are you nervous about? Baby. Baby, talk to me. Come on, we tell each other everything. Communication, remember. It's the backbone to any strong relationship. Is communication. Which means you telling me when something's wrong and me telling you when something's wrong. I can tell you're nervous. You get like really restless legs into me when you're nervous. You've been kicking for like the last, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. So what's going on? Take your time. You don't have to like. I'm listening. Yeah. Baby. You have nothing to worry about. No, truly, you really don't. I wouldn't be bringing you to meet my parents if I didn't think it would go amazingly, which I know it will. You're fantastic, baby. You make me so happy. My parents are going to see that and just instantly fall in love with you. Same way I have. Yeah, they will. Baby, you're a 1,000,000% the kind of girl that I can take home to meet my parents. You're amazing. You really are. And you have nothing to worry about. I know you want them to like you. But I know already they're gonna like you. Everything my parents have heard about you have been amazing things, wonderful things. I've sung your praises all up and down my house, I promise. Why does that make you even more worried? Baby, of course you're gonna live up to the expectation. You are. I can't begin to explain to you how fantastic you are. You make me so happy. I don't often want to bring my girlfriends around to meet my parents. It's not a thing that I'm usually like excited to do. It usually happens because they're like, come on, I need to meet your parents. I want to meet your parents. It's been so long, I haven't met your parents yet. But with you, it's the first time I'm like, I really want her to meet my parents. That's not been the case before. Yeah. That's because, I don't know. One, I know they're going to love you. And two, I want you to feel, like, integrated in my life. I want my family to become your family. I don't know, like, in the past, like, thinking about my girlfriend texting my mom or something just, like, filled me with anxiety. But like, the thought of, like, you calling my mom on the weekends, it just feels normal. It feels like, oh, you know. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? Babe. Yeah. I wouldn't put you in a position to fail, ever. And I know you. You are amazing with people. You are such a people person. I know you don't think you are, but you really are. You have like a magnetic energy around you that just attracts people to you. It attracted me to you. You pulled me right in, and now you can't get rid of me. You're stuck with me. Yeah. No, you really are. I'm here for the long haul, baby. And I mean that. Yeah, 10,000, a million percent. Always and forever. Better now. Now that the bad thoughts aren't around. Baby, you're never gonna let me down. I promise. I'm gonna give you everything just like you give me everything, I promise you. Promise, promise. I know it's a big step, and I know it's nerve-wracking, but it's like one that I think we need to take. You've been living with me for a year now. I love you, baby. I got them sleep. Because we both have work tomorrow. It's not the weekend anymore. Sadly. Okay. Now we need to go to bed now. Because we have to wake up early tomorrow. A little earlier than you're used to. And because sleep's an important part of life. Come here. You can just be a little spoon. Your favorite friend. Try to get some sleep, okay? Okay. I love you so much, Munchkin. You know I do. You have to worry about that, baby. I know you're worried about it, but don't. You can figure out what you wear tomorrow. Yeah, right now, the only thing I want you to worry about is going to sleep. Mm-hmm.